Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was glorifying Rupa Goswami's writing ability. In fact, he said that unless someone has such beautiful poetic skills, he's not able really to represent and reproduce the science of Bhakti Ras. It's an interesting point from different perspectives. And right now I'm just speaking about the class that we had today. There's a few more verses that follow. It's because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is emphasizing what we would normally call a material ability, the ability to be poetic. However, there's a little more to it than that. Poetry is not enough simply to write transcendental literature. One should be poetic. But as I'll discuss later, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu includes another two elements. One is humility, dhainya, and the other one is vairagya, is being renounced. Still, we're living in the world, and in performing different types of services, different expertise is required. One can't be a cook without learning the art of cooking, a real art. One can't nicely dress the deities without learning how to do so. One can't learn how, one can't distribute books without being taught the science of approaching people, stopping them, inspiring them to take a book, even to chant Hare Krishna. A person should learn how to play the mridanga and kartals properly. Srila Prabhupada taught devotees how to do that personally. There's Prabhupada's initial mridanga lesson on how to play mridanga. And our world is full of education, which is a pre-qualification for a person developing, or practicing any type of trade or profession. And this shouldn't be ignored in Krishna consciousness. Yes, we need to develop some skill and expertise in doing something, because that is real renunciation. That is yukta vairagya, anasakta suvishayam. We should not become proud or arrogant by our learning. We should not learn things unnecessarily, or those things which are not related to our service, but those things that are required for service, then yes, we should learn those things. Even though in Chaitanya Charitamrita it is stated, Mayavadi Vasya Shuya Hoya Sarvanash, if you study Mayavad philosophy, then your whole spiritual life may be ruined. But Srila Prabhupada also pointed out, for instance, in our Bombay temple, that the library may contain Shankaracharya's books, because for the sake of preaching, we may read what the arguments are, so that we can raise proper counter arguments. So yes, devotees should be learned, and particularly in writing transcendental literature, they should be kavi, they should be poetic, particularly in the aspect of writing about rasa. Rupa Goswami is our rasacharya, Jiva Goswami is the siddhantacharya, presenting the truths, philosophical principles of Krishna consciousness. In one sense, is a matter of logical sequence, which is easily explainable and grasped by both mind and intellect. But rasa, or the tastes of pure devotion, the feelings that the eternal associates of the Lord experience and display towards Krishna, is something that is much more subjective. It's more a matter of the heart. And to invoke that type of feelings, at least feelings which give some type of indication of transcendental experience in the hearts of conditioned souls, one must know the science of invoking feelings, which is what here this poetry is all about, or being poetic, metaphors, and and other poetic skills. Excuse me if you felt the break there, but my battery just all of a sudden went dead. the question may be raised, all right, but is that enough? Is it simply enough to be expert poet in order to communicate transcendental emotions? And the answer is no. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes a little further, and this is the chapter which was called the Second Meeting of Rupa Goswami with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he talks about Sanatana Goswami, and he says how Sanatana Goswami is both humble and extremely renounced, and also very learned in transcendental science. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emphasizes these three things. All of them need to be there. Humility needs to be there, and also renunciation. And Srila Prabhupada then, in the purport to these few purportless verses, and finally he talks about humility. These four elements of humility as being an essential ingredient for literary ability, really having potency. One needs to be empowered by the Lord. There are many poets, there are many people who are very expert in so many things in the world, and yet their literature or their activities don't move the heart. A most appropriate example is that of the professional kirtaneers. In the beginning years, Srila Prabhupada had to warn devotees not to hear from these people who were very expert in playing mridanga, kartals, chanting Hare Krishna, and knew so many tunes and could sing for a long, long time. But Srila Prabhupada said, sarpochista yata para Vaishnavad Mukhad Girin, these personalities are not pure devotees. They don't chant Hare Krishna to please Krishna, they chant Hare Krishna for a profession, as a way of living. And therefore they're chanting, even though expert, because it's not accompanied by vairagya or detachment, renunciation. They chant for money. And because they're also very proud of their looks, their method of delivery, their ability at chanting. Because they lack humility, therefore not only is that chanting not beneficial for devotees, but actually it's detrimental. It will cause a contamination within the heart, in the same way that milk that's touched by the lips of a serpent will also contaminate one. Therefore, conclusion here is that yes, we should be expert, not only in writing transcendental literature, which is our family profession, our family business, but we should be expert in everything that we do. But along with that, we should be both detached and we should also remain very humble. And when those three qualities are there, then they become the prerequisites for the Lord actually empowering a devotee in a particular service. And that's what we want to do. Be whatever it is that we're doing, whether it is to be good parents, whether it's to be good pujaris, preachers, sankirtan devotees, managers, we want the blessings and empowerment of the Lord. But we're responsible for ensuring that these three qualities are there. Detachment, vairagya, comes by proper cultivation of knowledge, hearing from pure devotees. Real humility comes by purification of the heart and by practicing the external signs of humility, as those four are there in the third verse of Shikshashtakam. And learning, one has to take responsibility for being as expert as is required to properly do one's service. And then these things attract Lord Chaitanya's attention, and he gives his blessings for someone to be transcendentally empowered. Hare Krishna.